Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
So we're on the cutting edge here, Carms and Collins. That's what we are all about. Oh, What's cool in the world? Good morning, 3:36 a.m. That's the NBA on NBC music, which gets me emotional. We're going to talk to Muhammad Ali, by the way, in the 4 o'clock hour. Get back
which
to
gets me. Us both emotional.
It really does. So, but now we actually have a live guest for you, Peter Warman, who's the CEO of Nuzu. We're talking e-sports, which you might not...
This is a thing. Go ahead.
I want to get into what's a thing and what's not a thing and
okay.
how there is
No,
a
these are athletes. The people who play this sport, and I'm using the word correctly, are athletes. And I know that Peter Warman is going to agree with me. Peter, how are you doing?
Good morning to you guys. I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm live from Amsterdam.
Nice. How is Amsterdam? What time is it in Amsterdam right now?
It's actually also morning, but it's 10:40.
Okay. All right. What do you do for breakfast? I'm just curious.
I actually do a typical English breakfast every Saturday morning with my kids.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
So, okay, hold on a second here.
He's got a typical English breakfast. He's sitting around. He's, you know, this sounds real nice.
Yes. And Peter, before we get into esports, give me three reasons why this summer somebody should book a trip to Amsterdam and live the dream.
Oh, God, you should be able to give more than three.
Amsterdam is the global capital of outdoor festivals. That's one.
Yep.
If you haven't seen Rembrandt's work, you should come this way. And the third one is you can visit my house and get a free beer.
Oh, my God.
I like the third one.
You're amazing, Peter.
And you just invited all of our WGN radio listeners. We are heard in 38 states and parts of Canada, so thank you so much, Peter. That's very nice.
There's also this thing called the World Wide Web, Peter, so there could be a person in Amsterdam listening right now who might just be knocking on your door.
I'm going to lock my doors now.
Okay.
Anything's possible. So, all right, before we get into your role as far as the esports is concerned, can you just give, for some of our listeners who are first hearing about esports at this very moment, at 3:38 in the morning in Chicago, Illinois, how and what exactly is the
Mark East. Wants you to explain that,
like,
it's a thing.
I love video games. I grew up on Pac-Man. I loved a Galaga, Centipede, yep. Space Invaders, but I didn't realize that now you're having like students winning 180 grand playing in the eSport League of Legends playing video games.
People are making millions of dollars doing this professionally, right, Peter?
How is this possible, Peter?
Yeah, indeed it has seen explosive growth over the past years, and particularly in the States or North America. Yeah.
So, okay, how do I make money playing video games?
Yeah, what is it?
Cool. Well, it used to, video games are super popular. Competitive games are popular. It used to be in the past. People would try to beat each other's high score on Pac-Man. But now, now you've got all these multiplayer games. So you play teams against teams, five against five, online across the globe. And that is a new phenomenon that is very suitable to take it to the sports, take it to the next level. So have the best teams in the world compete against each other. And these games have such a big following that they can easily fill stadiums whenever there's a big championship. And that draws in sponsors, millions of viewers, and in the end, it gets the money rolling.
I think what you just said is one of the most surprising aspects of this is not only are people making a lot of money doing this, not only is this a sport that the players take it very seriously, but there is definitely an audience for this. There are definitely fans. And like you said, you sell out big sports arenas when these teams meet up to play in these championship kind of games.
Yeah, indeed. Because everything is streamed live on the web and nowadays also available on TV and certain cable channels in the U.S., it's like tens of millions of people online in addition that watch it. And that's very comparable to big NBA games and stuff. So the comparison with sports is getting more relevant each day.
Now, as the CEO of Nuzu, do you actually get to train with some of these athletes? I am curious. I don't mean to laugh. I am curious what the training is like for the video game athlete. I know that it probably involves a lot of video game playing, which my wife always tells me I'm not allowed to do. But if I can win her millions of dollars, I got to eventually be allowed to do that. Do you see how they train, how they learn to be this good at this?
Yeah, I actually do. So the pro teams, who indeed, you know, have annual revenues anywhere between a couple million and maybe 20 million, those teams live together in a house. So you should imagine this is a global sport. So on a team, you could have a South Korean, an American, a Frenchman, and a Dutchman, and they would all be relocated into one, what they call a gaming house, because they have to, it's not only skills that they have to do in the team, it's also a strategy. So they have to really, they have different roles, and they have to really know each other, work with each other 8 hours a day to be good enough to be able to compete.
So that's the part there that needs to resonate too.
Eight hours a day.
8 hours a day.
At least.
Well, and Peter, I'm also curious, are they specialists in one game, or are some of these guys that are really good at this, they play, because video games are really different. Madden is not the same as Mass Effect. There's a wide range here. So are they good at one or a lot?
There's a wide range, Dean. That's good because it attracts different audiences as viewers. But no, people really have to focus on one single game because, for instance, for an outsider, a game like League of Legends looks identical as Dota 2, but there's no Dota 2 player that has ever been a champion in the other game. It is very specific. So what the bigger teams have, they have a team brand like Cloud9 or Fnatic. Those are names of teams. They have individual teams for each different game. It's so specialized you cannot be best at two different games.
You mentioned the League of Legends. Their championship series in 2014, I'm reading here, this is not off the top of my head, as you might imagine, that the final viewing for that garnered 27 million people, which, by the way, was better than Game 7 of the World Series, 23.5 million, and better than the deciding game of the finals in 2014 at 18 million. For someone who hasn't watched this ever, what exactly are they watching?
They're watching them play the game.
They're watching the people play the game, or they're watching...
You go to an NBA event. I'm sorry, Peter, I'm answering the question for you. And you watch people play basketball. They go to the event, and they watch people using a remote play. Am I right, Peter? They just watch people play the game.
They watch people play the game, but they... So for the bigger championships, you get a live feed of their game, so you can see the game that they're playing.
Right.
But also you have commentators, you have advertising.
Are there ring girls?
And not yet, but I think that's the next step.
That has to. I feel like this crowd would really enjoy a ring girl or two. I think that's the right move for the video game world.
What kind of commentators are you looking for here, Peter? I'm always trying to advance the career.
Well, people with a beautiful voice, so I think that's you.
Yeah, that's all you need. You don't need to know anything about video games.
I mean, I'll be super excited. I'll get up to speed in 5 seconds here, and let's just go. And I love Amsterdam. Can I move to Amsterdam to do this? Can I be in Chicago? What do I got to do?
We'll make it work. We'll talk about this offline.
Okay.
That's not an on-air question.
I don't think this is real.
You don't need to go that way. When did this start to really blow up? How many years has this been this popular of a thing, Peter, that people can do this and aspire? I could be at home right now. I'm a 13-year-old kid, and my mom just yelled at me and said, stop playing that Madden, and I can look her in the face and say, I want to do this professionally. This is my calling in life, and that's now a real thing. How long has that been around?
Esports or professional gaming has been around since gaming has been around, but the explosive growth has only started about 2 or 3 years ago, and there's a couple of reasons for that. It's because one of them, a very important one, is that players can now stream their games live. So they are playing a competitive game, and they can push a button and stream the game on YouTube or on Twitch. So the broadcasting of consumers themselves and other consumers watching them has made the viewing experience way more important in the total gaming experience. And that has sort of pushed up the best players and made them famous, and then it sort of evolved from there. More money got flowing, and in the end they were playing in Madison Square Garden.
Who's your biggest advertisers, Peter? Like what type of corporations have jumped on?
Well, it varies a lot. So it's the sports venues. Like we have paying subscribers to our esports data and advice, like Madison Square Garden. We have media companies like Turner. We have digital media companies like Facebook, Amazon, YouTube as a client, but most interestingly, it's the traditional sponsors, so Coca-Cola, Red Bull, Red Bull actually has a training center for esports athletes in Santa Monica. It's Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nice. You know,
we got a call.
That makes sense.
For Buffalo Wild Wings, sort of putting that in their, you know, in the restaurant.
Is Mountain Dew a sponsor?
Mountain Dew is tipping its toes in,
okay, good,
in esports.
Good. That also makes sense.
Indeed. And then it's the financial guys. So it's like companies like Visa, MasterCard, and now it's the big ones that are coming in are guys like Verizon, T-Mobile, that type of companies are the next tier. So more and more the traditional sponsors that we also see in the NBA and NFL, and that's exciting.
Peter, what is your game, real quick? I'm just curious. I might not know it, but what it, do you play, and what is it?
I do play. My favorite game at the moment is called Rocket League.
Okay, that sounds cool.
You might never have heard of it, but it's like soccer, but then you're not a human, but you're a car, and the ball's about 10 times bigger, and when you score, the whole thing explodes. It's like soccer on steroids.
Sounded amazing. The whole thing explodes?
And it's a competitive game. It's a professional league as well.
But by the way, Peter, I understand that you guys have offices in San Francisco and Shanghai, yep, as well. I've been to Shanghai, so I have that on my resume, and I love San Francisco.
You're really going after this, huh?
So, yeah, absolutely. So,
okay.
So Peter, you know, there's a way I can contribute to your organization from a broadcast.
Peter, what kind of demo tape would you want from a Mark Carmen? Do you want him to just watch me play video games and try to anchor them?
Yeah. Let's start with that approach.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool, good, because I'm not that great at them, so we'll definitely go there, Mark.
How many people are in your corporation, Peter?
We're a research and analytics boutique, so we're only with 31 people, of which 24 here and 6 in San Francisco and a couple in Shanghai.
Tell me what you say to the little kid that wants to be a video game expert or video game athlete and how he, you know, tells his parents that.
Yeah.
It has to be encouragement. It's a real thing now. This is a real thing. And if I was, you know, younger when this started, I would have loved this idea. Just go for your dreams.
You need to ask your parents, okay, what's important for a future job? And they'll say communicative skills. You need to be a team player. You need to be responsible. You need to work hard. You need to specialize in a certain skill. And then the kid will say, that's exactly what's required to be the best League of Legends player.
All right.
I like that answer a lot. I actually also read that playing video games is harder than doing math. I read that for this. There's a story out there right now that says it's harder to play some video games than to just do like math in your brain.
I mean, I've watched the youth of America sit there and play.
Evolve?
Yes. What's the
You're going to sound like an old guy right now.
Yeah, I'm really going to sound
like... What's the one where they play with the buttons?
Yeah, the Xbox? The one with the buttons where you're... Call of Duty, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Call of Duty, and that's definitely one of the games that has a professional,
I mean, they're playing all night, and then there's just no chance of going
with
to
a
school.
Lot of Mountain Dew with Game Fuel.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing that is cool is that a big part of the audience doesn't play those games. So it's like me. I love Rocket League, but I don't have the time to spend as much to really learn League of Legends or be really good at Call of Duty. But I am a viewer. It's just like sports. I used to play basketball, but now I'm a viewer. So potentially the audience of certain games can be larger than the gamers of those games themselves. And that is what's getting the industry excited. That's what's getting advertisers excited.
Yeah,
and media companies alike.
Question, Peter, from our text, and this is actually, you know, about some sort of stuff that went on, I guess. This is some sort of drama from the 224. Ask him about the team that got banned because their sponsors were from the adult industry. Are you familiar with this story?
Yeah, sure. I am. I mean, this whole scene is in the middle of a phase of maturing, professionalizing, maybe even unionizing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you
have to be cognizant of, yeah.
With the pace that this is moving, you run into these issues, and we're sorting it out as we grow. You know, there's no time to really sort it out, and then we'll stop growth for a moment. So indeed, there's one of the game publishers who is pretty strict about setting rules for everything around their game, including esports. They said, we're going to ban betting sponsors and adult industry sponsors.
Well, betting sponsors,
other
games, that seems...
Other rules are set, so that's where I expect, you know, sort of consolidation of rules across the
Do they want to bet ban betting sponsors because they're worried there's going to be fraud in the gaming industry? Is that what's going on here? Because that's
You're going to start taking a not hitting the A button.
Well, I guess. I mean, well, otherwise I don't see why that would be an issue. I mean, I would think money is money is money, especially when
I want to bet on a video game. I want to do that.
Well, there's big betting sponsors in the traditional sports,
right?
So I don't think we should be too afraid. It's just that there's one publisher that is stricter or more. Yeah,
and you have to work with all these
very
publishers.
Yeah. So he needs to calm down. Bottom line, we don't need this. Let's not get all high and mighty in the esports world.
Mark, why did you pull some $1 bills out? Are you trying to bet right now? I've got no way to take that payment.
Honestly, Peter started mentioning Coca-Cola, and I'm like, I could use a soda at the break here. I kid you not. So I went to the wallet to see if I had any singles. And
you know,
I do.
Fair enough.
So Coca-Cola's getting a little love here.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, I hope you've turned into a super, super wealthy man here because of this.
And if not, your life actually sounds pretty great as is, that you're having a nice breakfast in Amsterdam. That sounds pretty lovely.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm a happy person.
That's amazing. Well, Peter, Craig and I are going to be on the first flight over.
Yep.
And
we're giving you demo tapes. I want to be an athlete. I don't want to be an anchor person. I want to be in.
I just want to drink a beer with you, Peter.
Okay. I like both approaches, and I'll try to facilitate.